We continue on Hurricanes Rewind. We move our attention to University of Miami women's basketball. Hurricanes last year made the championship game in the ACC tournament and then went on to the NCAA tournament, made it to the second round, eventually fell to the defending champ, South Carolina. Let's talk women's basketball with Katie Meyer. Coach, good evening to you.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. Trying to stay dry up here. Starting to rock and roll a little bit here in Broward County.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, stay safe.
Yeah. All right, so you've had a couple of days of practice. What have you found out about your team?
You know, I like them. I like the talent a lot. I think we answer a lot of questions. We don't have a gaping hole like some years maybe we didn't have great shooters or some years we were missing some size or we didn't have, you know, the ability to press or something. But it's a very diverse group of talented women. So it's fun. It's going to be a lot to manage, but we're having a blast.
You had a very, very successful season last year. ACC championship game, second round of the NCAA tournament. How has that benefited your program since a year ago or since the end of last season?
Well, I think one of the things that happened, I mean, at one point in the season, I think we were like 12-10 and people were raising their eyebrows, you know, but I'll say it every time we talk. It's who you play, where you play him, and when you play him. And I always knew we could close out strong, you know, and we did. I mean, it was an incredible run to the end of the season, and our confidence just kept growing. I mean, we were battling and battling and battling, and, you know, it's a funny thing. But I thought that we didn't lose a game that we shouldn't have lost last year, and we were able to win the games that were winnable. And what a difference that makes. And so I think the issue with this year's team is going to be if a game's within reach, you know, do we make those special plays at the end that we made all of February and all of March, you know, to actually win the game? Yeah, and that's something, that's the DNA of a team. And, you know, obviously Kelsey Marshall was a great finisher for us. I thought she hit some huge, like, gamer, you know, gamer-type baskets. And Mykia Gray had it in her DNA. Maeva did. Naomi did. So, you know, what's the DNA of this team, and who is that going to be? And obviously we got Destiny back, we got Carla back, we got Lola back, Jalea's back. I mean, we do return four starters from a very successful team and did very well in recruiting and very well with some transfer additions. So on paper we should be better, but, you know, you never know. It's all about the DNA.
Right. You know, I was going to, you know, just to pick up on that for a moment, because I had a similar discussion with Coach L. We kind of wandered down the path that it really helped in recruiting. But I also wonder, the players that went through it for you, there has to be a benefit for each individual player or collectively knowing that, as you mentioned, part of their DNA, hey, we accomplished something pretty special here. And I guess my question is, it can propel them to even bigger things, right? Or you hope it propels them.
Well, it's more so, I think for us, it was more so that planted that seed of faith. Like, you know, we were, you know, trying to get to 500 in the ACC and looking at a 12-10 record, you know, very similar to being down 15 with under 4 minutes to go in the ACC quarterfinals against Louisville. But just knowing that you're never out of it, right? And something special can happen if you just stay faithful. And, you know, you can't take those memories away from my current team, that they right. can always refer back if we're down 15 in the fourth quarter against someone. They can always say, hey, remember Louisville? Or if, you know, we start the season and we drop a few we shouldn't have, they'd be like, hey, the season's really long. You can always win. You know, you can always catch up. You can always do some special things in February and March. So that is really great, because we do have a pretty young nucleus, and those seeds are planted, and, you know, you can't, no one's going to unplant them. I mean, we're going to water that and make sure those grow.
Right. So you have some new players coming in. You're always going to add to your roster. You have added to your roster through transfers and recruiting. How do you bring that all together? How do you see that gelling together?
Well, I think in terms of impact, this first two practices, I've been shocked at our freshmen. I mean, I shouldn't be shocked. They're McDonald's All-American. They're both top 30, two top 30 young in the country, not in their position. In their position, they're like number two and number three, but just top 30 in the country overall talent as freshmen. it's getting harder for freshmen to come in new and have impact because of transfer portal and roster changes and all that. But these two women, Kyla Oldacre and Lazaria Spearman, are really impactful. They jump off the screen. If you just walked into our practice, I was watching film of practice today just now, and it's shocking. They are very, very talented, great bodies, great work ethic, very coachable, share the ball, play defense, block shots. I mean, they're special. And we got, you know, two of them at the same time. And so that was great to have traditional freshmen that can anchor this program for quite some time. But obviously, Haley and Hannah Cavender have been, they're just competitive. In the transfer portal, they are, they hit the big-time shots. They don't back down from anyone or anything. And then we picked up Latasha Lattimore, a transfer from Texas, kind of late. And, I mean, she's 6'4", probably more like 6'5", long, rangy, Morgan Strowman type, but with, you know, 4 more inches of height. So, you know, we have 5 new players that are very good. And like I said, we return 4 starters. So, you know, right now the roster looks pretty healthy.
Yeah, once again, you're going to have a great schedule. Always competitive with the ACC. Notre Dame is coming in this year, as always, Virginia Tech and Florida State. But in your non-conference, you have Michigan coming in. And lo and behold, on December the 11th, you have the Gator coming to town.
Yeah, you know what? The last
How'd you pull that one off?
Well, here's the deal. The last 3 games we added in our schedule, the last 3 were DePaul, at DePaul, right? Top 25, sometimes top 10 team. I've been to, I don't know how many NCAAs, Hall of Fame coach. And then we got Michigan in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. That was the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 team last year. And then the very last one was Florida. And I thought, well, you know, that's a – those are 3 big holes to fill with such quality opponents. But I'm glad we did it because as we're, you know, you get to work out with the players in the summer some, and as we've gotten a couple of practices under our belt, we'll need some challenges like that because I really think that I will find out a lot. You know, talent is different than, you know, we are talented. We're going to see who can handle the pressure and who can execute you know, and when the play breaks down, who keeps their composure, that type of stuff, we still got to figure out. But I'm glad we have those challenges. If we had an easy schedule this year, it would be a shame because this team will you know, if it's an easy game, we're going to look really great, right? So it's going to be a matter of did we get enough challenges in us early.
Plus, it's the Gator coming in. That's always fun. I mean, they are one of the great rivals for the University of Miami.
We did the, you know, you can do in like a scrimmage, like a close scrimmage. And last year, it just so happened we were able to scrimmage them, and really we shared a lot. The coach was new; she was just named interim. Now she's the permanent head coach. They were very, very talented. They were a little bit in disarray. We shared notes. We met beforehand. We talked afterwards. We texted, called each other on the phone. Just supported each other through the year. So as much as we want to hate them, we don't. I think it'll be a great game for both programs, but I really hope that they leave here with a loss.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no question. You play the Gators in anything with University of Miami and Florida in anything, and it's a big deal. You're going to go to the ACC Media Day here soon, and my bet is one of the big questions for every coach will be, how do you handle NIL? And that's just the new part of college basketball, well, college athletics, I should say. So I guess that just becomes another part of your job, right? Trying to manage that portion of it.
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, I don't know who said, hey, we want this, right? I don't think it was the coaches. So, you know, things happen.
Hello? I think we lost.
You just got.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, the power just went out. You hear?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The power went out at my house just now. So
oh,
I don't know.
See,
if
I've been crossing my fingers that the power wasn't going to go out. Wasn't going to go out here.
It went out, but I'm on a cell phone. You should still hear me. So, yeah. But it's there's a lot of. I mean, the transfer portal was a huge change. I mean, the fact that you can be eligible immediately, and it's you know, we aren't there. We're just managing what's been given to us, and I think my players have done a great job. They've done a great job.
Well, I can't believe basketball season's here again, but it's here and it's going to be fun. I mentioned the coach, I think he had 100 practices last year. So the more practices you get, the farther you go, right?
Right. No, and you know, one thing about Coach Larrañaga and myself and our staff is we love to teach. So, you know, game days are great, but we actually, when you come to our practices, you see so much communication, so many lessons that are being taught, not just by the head coaches, but by the staffs, by the assistant coaches, you know, by your upperclassmen who are passing down lessons that they know, like, this is how we do it at Miami, this is who we are. It's beyond basketball, but it's there's so much instruction and communication and eye contact and heads nodding and spirit and motivation. And, you know, it's a really healthy place. Like, our practice facility, I mean, we'll all stay and watch each other's practice. We'll watch individual skill work. We'll watch the guys' condition and watch their attitudes, see how they carry themselves. I mean, it's real family. And it's really, like, there's no – everybody is really have this deep belief in just being in the gym and getting your work done and, you know, being honorable in how you approach your tasks, you know. And I think you really feel it this year in the Watsco.
Yep, November 7th, season starts November the 7th for both men and women, doubleheader that day at the Watsco Center. So November 7th against Maryland.
Y'all can say thank you. You can come once and see both of us in the same day.
That's right. Yeah, we got to get big crowds back there at the Watsco Center. We got
exactly.
You know, two NCAA tournament teams here with the men and the women put together great seasons last year. And great job in recruiting and all that stuff. So this is going to be a lot of fun with really, really good home schedules. It starts November the 7th, and you've got Maryland Eastern Shore. Men open up that day also against Lafayette. So that should be like Christmas Day.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be rocking.
All right, Coach. As always, thank you. Appreciate it. And go light some candles or find find
some. Yeah, let me go find my way out of my office here, my office at home. It's completely pitch. So yeah. I'll probably walk into a few walls. All right, get a lantern. Have a good night.
All right,
be
Coach.
Safe.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's Coach Katie Meyer with us. And thank you so much for joining us here on Hurricanes Rewind. Hope you have a great bye week. Hurricanes football team back in action next Saturday, October 8th, 4 p.m. against North Carolina. Our broadcast will begin at noon. We are back with Hurricane Hotline next week on Monday. Write that down. It's a different day, Monday, with the Mario Cristobal Show. Thanks to our producer, Danny Garcia. I'm Joe Zagacki. Have a great night, everyone.